You know, now it's been documented. It's a while back, but now it's well documented after her diaries was found that again and again, Mother Teresa thought, maybe I should blow this pop stand. Get out of this orphanage business. Go do something. Give up being a nun and go do something else. Again and again, that was her thought. So if it happens to Mother Teresa, why wouldn't it happen to you and me? Yeah. And more so. More so, her dilemmas were even more massive than that. Again and again, she went into personal crisis about, it's pretty clear to me there's no God at all. This is all this God business, all this truth business, I've deluded myself. Here's a person the world looks at as absolutely unshakable in her God consciousness and her surrender to her mission and divine truth, and the truth is, the reality is, that she had grave doubts that put her in massive depressions for months and months on end, and she'd go back and forth between tremendous depression and ordinary function. Now, here's a person in the world many people want to call a saint, and her dilemma is no different than anybody else's. So this is an example of what I was saying to you a few minutes ago. Don't think that that monk's life and you're that monk in a monastery in the Himalayas, that his or her life is so different from yours, that you're somehow very different from that monk. You're a monk in your own way. Your doubts and confusions and dilemmas and darkest hours are not any different than Mother Teresa's, than anybody's, any sincere person who wants spiritual life. In fact, you may be less torn, less confused than Mother Teresa. It's a simple fact of the matter. She's massively, massively torn, more than the ordinary. She just never spoke about it until her diaries became public. She did speak about it to, you know, church officials. They told her, keep quiet. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody you have doubts, Mother Teresa. Don't go there. You're going to mess things up. I would have said take a vacation. But they didn't think of that. Mother Teresa goes to Club Med. Questions, comments, thoughts, dilemmas, discouragements, peanuts, popcorn, candy.
I guess it feels for me like I don't understand why it has to be so hard.
Because it is until it's not. That's one answer and only one part of it. And the second part is because it's not possible to be in a human life and not have it be hard. And that sounds rhetorical, it sounds like it's a non-answer, but it's really true. Our idea is always that it should be good, it should feel good, it should be easy, it should be not so hard. But this is a fictional idea. Really, really fictional in the truest sense of the word fiction. We came up with this. Nowhere is it written that it's supposed to not be hard. Life is hard in a sense that there'll always be good moments and easy moments and pleasant moments, and always be difficult moments and hard moments and unpleasant moments. They follow one the other. One thing is guaranteed. If you feel really, really good, at some point in the future, you're going to feel not quite as good. If things feel really, really easy, at some point in the future, whether it's in a minute, in a day, or a year, it will feel not so easy. And vice versa. And this is the guarantee of life. But we have the idea, and we all do. And I haven't figured out yet how it gets transmitted, but it certainly gets transmitted to everybody.